Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna start off with this one right here. So, just so y'all know, this is my theme song, 'cause I got the message.
Lord.
the hottest comedy event of the year, the Comedy Get Down World Tour, with Patrick the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. One hilarious night of comedy with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before. With Patrick the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. February 10th at 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. It's the best comedy show, period. It's the hottest comedy event of the year. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. With Patrick the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. One hilarious night of comedy. With the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before. With Patrick the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. February 10th at 8 p.m. in the American Airlines Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. It's the best comedy show, period.
Well, y'all, while we listening at this and coming up with the other dinosaurs that's coming up in a minute, because, man, there's some stuff coming in, Mr. Big Al Wash. ALW Enterprises got it going on, y'all. And guess what? Yours truly, if I get my wish, you know, it's almost Christmas, y'all, I might have some giveaway tickets. Just in case you solve a puzzle.
Sunday, November 27th, it's two big shows. It's Love Jones. It's a musical. It's a magical stage adaptation of the original movie with the stars Judd and Cat. Street Music Soul Child. Cassette Mattel. Marsha Ambrosia, Raheem Devine, Hollister, MC Light. Check us out as we combine their hit music with a timeless love story. Coming to the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th in two big shows. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now. Live at the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th in two big shows. It's Love Jones, a musical.
I'm just telling you not, or if I'm going, man, I'm going to eat me enough folk this year. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My doctor might be listening. Let me get off of that subject. But we are trying to get you all to understand that we got the best prices of meat in the whole Packing House meat market. If you don't go there to get your lunch meat, if you don't go there to get your bacon with and without the rind, and if you don't go there to get your pork chops, center cut and outer cut, man, I just can't keep telling you, man, golly. We'll be seeing some ads around here in a minute. But tomorrow night, they're on, so if you call in, pretty soon we're going to have to work out something to make sure y'all have a good reason for calling on in. And so y'all just keep on keeping on. We're going to work it out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Trying to act like y'all don't know. Y'all know we're going to work it out. We always do. So let me see what I got coming through here, y'all. You know, I'm an old man. It's taking me a minute to see all of this stuff. Every time we come up with something nice, y'all go back and say, well, that ain't the one. Well, I'm going to play this one for you because Miss Miller's mother's birthday was today or something, so... Y'all listen to that while I change stations. Thank you. stop right there for a minute because, like I said, we're talking about South Dallas on a regular basis, but we never get to mention why it's so barren over there. And I just want a lot of people to know that it's barren because we start leaving it as soon as we start going off to college and school. People think it was all because of, you know, us really not caring, but it wasn't like we all left at the same time, but, you know, it was nothing down there progressive like we want to have now that would retain great citizens, you know, because great citizens are always looking for progress, not recess. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of plan and no business. So what we're trying to do now is put in a good mixture of businesses that would relate to the people that's down there. So what we're going to start doing is having forums, starting with Evil's House of Barbecue. We're going to do a brunch with Evil's, and it's going to be attended by some of our leading South Dallas citizens. Yeah, y'all don't hear me, but just because you don't see us don't mean we're not trying to get it together, because we know how much you all love South Dallas, just like we do. But guess what? You got to work to keep it. You just can't let it run through your fingers like water anymore. People, your property is very, it's commendable that you still own it because it's wanted. You know, it has ransoms and amounts of money on it geared toward getting it. So you got to understand that you own some very valuable, what we used to call it in the old days, Mr. Get Yard's property. And so you can't stay on Mr. Get Yard's property too long if you're not doing the right thing. So let's come on with it, y'all. Let's come on with it. Because we got to get up and get it. Because if we don't, I'm here to tell you, it's just like your girlfriend used to be. When you leave, you go off to play football. Guess what? Cut it off for a minute and start all over again, y'all. Right now, we are going to try something different. And let me show you what I'm working with.
World Tour with Century Entertainer, Neil Goodwin, Eddie Griffin. live before. With something else while I'm waiting. Y'all hear me? Y'all know what I'm saying? I got something to play. I get paid for doing this. I know y'all hear me.
Tickets on sale now.
Oh.
going to stop that and see if we can play the UD. Yeah. All right, all right. No, we're going to play that one more time.
It's the hottest comedy event of the year.
Yeah.
The Comedy Get Down World Tour with Patrick the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Tommy Murphy. On a hilarious set of comedy with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before.
Oh,
another song right now. But right now, we're going to try to see what we got going on.
November 27th, this is your big show. November 27th, this new big show. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now. Live at the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, this new big show. Love Show.
I wish, man, that I could tell some of the room stories, man. It was just because Bernie was missing.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Well, we used to be in the back with Bernie, and man, we'd be talking to Bernie, and Bernie was the best of us because he closed our show.
Right.
Because he was just like, you couldn't follow Bernie because he was a lot, man. He was a lot. We would all sit backstage by the monitors, and we would watch Bernie set. And we got to see what he's going to do today, because he never did the same thing twice. He's one of those that be talking, but we've been in the dressing room before the start, and Bernie be talking, you couldn't understand nothing but the last word.
He's about to go off road right now. He'd be driving down the road, and Bernie just go,
He'd tell a joke, and the next night, the joke would be different, because he would just change it. But we'd be in the dressing room sometimes, and he'd go, well, we're pretty soon, losers. It was 2 days brother with an apple. Me and Sam being there going, yeah. And then two bicycles. And we be laughing, and then I go out the room, I say, Sam, did you understand Bernie said? He said, no, but it was some apples and two bikes in there.
Then it'll hit you like 2 days later, you be like,
oh, apple and two bites.
You're like, man, put it on here. You have to come to you. You have to come to you.
Yes, y'all, this is the Steve Harvey Show. And you're going to hear a lot more once we get all of these programs and things together. Yeah, y'all going to benefit from us.
And instead of me introducing all of them, I just want y'all to stand up and give all of Bernie's brothers, Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, B.L. Hubley, the Kings of Comedy. Come on, give it to him.
That's all right there, man. That's all right, right there. I mean, he's a great dude. When I first started doing comedy, I lived in St. Louis, and I would come up here. I had this really great comedy show, the Miller Genuine Draft, this comedy competition. And you know, if you lived in the Midwest, if you won it, I mean, it was $3,000 if you win. And that was, I mean, $3,000? Come on now. And I'm talking about in late 80s, $3,000? I told my mom she didn't have to work no more. 3,000. I believed that too. I was like, I got 3,000, mama. Jay ain't got to work no more. But Bernie was one of the dudes that took me in, like very early on. He was always the kind of cat so confident in his own self and his own comedy that he didn't matter how funny you was bringing it or what you was bringing. He encouraged it. He wanted you to do your very best. And I mean, when I went to go do New York, the first time I did kept Def Comedy Jam, it was my first time there. That was his famous, I Ain't Scared of You. Y'all know what I do, rest of it. Don't try to get me to go. But it was that show, and, you know, that he was sitting, we had lunch, and he was telling me, you know, say it to yourself, man. You know, the thing about coming to New York is you'll find yourself being intimidated, you know, and so just be yourself, be your very self out there, you know, and he went out and had this magical show, and it was just something that I took with me that, you know, encouraged me to be, you know, the best comic that I could be, and it was an honor to find myself working with him as a peer and alongside him on the Kings of Comedy, so... And you know, and as I traveled through life, it was interesting that as I would go through after the Kings, as I would go through, Bernie would say, I would see people, and I don't know how they mixed us up. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm shorter than him, maybe because we was the two darkest ones of the Kings of Comedy. See, Bernie was darker than me, though. Just for the record. But it was really, though, it was an honor because people would see me and they go, hey, Bernie Mac, and I would be like, no, you know, but it was you knew that it was just so much love and admiration for him that even they go, oh, right, you say it, and then they would still be going, tell Bernie Mac, I say, hey, you know, I'd be like, thank you, but I had to be here. I knew that the brother had been, you know, ill for a minute, and we called and talked with the family. And, I was just really sad to hear that he passed on. But he was a dynamic human being that lived a very big life and a great life. And this is the right way to celebrate Bernie Mac. So big love to you, B-Mac, bro.
Well, we're going to do this again. Not right now.
Sunday, November 27th, this is Big Show. Tickets on sale now. Live at the Verizon Theater. Sunday, November 27th, this is Big Show. Love Joe. Love music.
Harvester.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. It's the best comedy show, period. It's the hottest comedy event of the year. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. With Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. One hilarious set of comedy. With the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before. With
and instead of me introducing all of them,
well, this one is the one gonna send me out of here, y'all, because I really enjoyed you all this evening. It was a night of great pleasure. Steve Harvey, Mr. Big Al Wash, and the Packing House Market. And remember, tomorrow night is the Packing House Market, y'all. And every time they come in here, they come in with some specials, and we are going to have some fun with the specials, y'all. Y'all don't hear me? But guess what? Soon as them specials run, people go fill up their freezers and stuff, they be saying, oh, I didn't hear that on that radio. I heard it on somewhere else. Yeah. Y'all know. You heard it here first, because they tell me about all the specials before I get started. And guess what? Jesus is going to work it out, though. So with all of that being said, when I woke up this morning, I knew this was going to be a great day. God dog it. They done took my little stuff off, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with these folks. Yeah, playing with my remunerated. Y'all will catch that in a minute. Some of y'all, few of y'all, will be tomorrow before you get it. But messing with my money and going on. Yeah, that's what they doing. I'm gonna see what's going on. Cause ooh, Lord, who is that? Oh, man, I see what I was looking for. See, while y'all was waiting and going on, I was penetrating. I was taking a picture. That's not it. I'm afraid I am. Lord, let me go back through here. Because, oh, man, hold my mute. Y'all have a great evening with the Queen for that 15. So I'm out of here.
That dead church closed down. And when John What?